What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, welcome to our show today. And obviously we're having some technical issues in the control room. Somebody somewhere, I think, needs to spit on a connector and jiggle it around to get our sound back here. And hopefully you're hearing me nice and clear. Anyway, it is Wednesday, January 11th, 2023, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting a long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And as usual, it's a very, very busy news day, and we're going to try and get through as much as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, probably running around, you know, pounding on the equipment, trying to get it back up and running here. But I'm sure he'll take care of business because that's what he's really good at. Anyway, getting into the news here. There is the story of Joe Biden and his classified files is really starting to grow, take on a life of its own. And Joe Biden's already out there saying, well, I don't remember ever having classified documents. And well, there are days he doesn't even remember his name. So I'm not too surprised about that. But apparently the documents found in Biden's private office at the Penn Biden Center included American intelligence memos and briefing materials related to Ukraine, Iran, the United Kingdom, and so forth and so on. Now, Biden's defenders and detractors are out there saying, well, it's a no big deal. It's a nothing burger. We're only talking about maybe 20 documents. That's all there is. And well, that's now no longer operational because apparently more documents kept by Vice President Joe Biden have been found in a new location. And so it's not really known how many classified documents Biden was in possession of while he was in office. Now, getting back to the Penn Biden Center, there's a concern being raised because China is the biggest foreign funder of the Penn Biden Center. And that raises the question, did the Chinese have access to these classified documents that Biden held onto? And this could be the biggest difference between Trump's documents and Biden's documents. Biden's might be in the hands of a foreign adversary. Donald Trump is already out there commenting on this, asking how much more information has China been given. And remember, in that whole run-up to the 2020 election, there were allegations that Hunter Biden and the Biden family were doing business not only in Ukraine with Burisma, but with various Chinese companies, some of which were connected to the Chinese government. So it's looking worse and worse all the time here. Now, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives has launched a formal probe into Joe Biden following the news that classified material from Biden's term as vice president was discovered in Washington, D.C. And now, of course, that the additional documents are being found, it may be time for a special prosecutor. Now, Biden was out there saying, completely surprised, had no idea, blah, 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 the usual stuff he says. A video has surfaced from a 2018 interview that shows Joe Biden declaring that he had no access to classified information. Well, apparently he did have access and he did hang on to some of it. And there's a lot of questions about, you know, what is the need for the vice president to have some of these classified files? Now, obviously, the president needs this kind of information. But how much was justified, how was Joe Biden justified in seeing a lot of this information? Now, Biden's defenders are already out there lining up. And over at The View, Joy Behar came on out saying Biden gets the benefit of the doubt because he's not a liar and a thief like Donald Trump. Needless to say, she is being roasted on social media as we speak. Over on The View, they're maintaining that same story. Biden deserves the benefit of the doubt on the classified documents. And, you know, the leftists were quick to condemn Trump without a clear understanding of the law regarding presidential access and handling of classified documents. And again, equally without any evidence, they're out there saying, we've got to give Joe Biden the benefit of the doubt. This is probably all okay. And the hypocrisy and double standard is on full display for everybody. It has now come on out that this discovery of these classified documents at the Penn Biden Center actually occurred about 2 months ago, and the White House advisors knew all about it. So this two-month interval means the classified files were known about prior to the midterm elections, and just like the story of the Hunter Biden laptop, was covered up by everybody until after the election was over. So the corporate media is still up to their games of lies and deception and losing audience as a result. Getting into other politics, there is a new poll regarding the Republican primary in 2024, and absent vote fraud, which we know is going to be there, the poll shows that Governor Ron DeSantis is trailing behind former President Donald Trump in that primary race for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. Meanwhile, Stacey Abrams said she will likely run for office again after her two failed attempts to win the governorship against Brian Kemp, and without specifying exactly what she's going to run for, Abrams told Drew Barrymore on her daytime talk show she will be back. She's going to run again, and she's out there to protect democracy and democratic values like stolen elections and so forth. Now, it may be a little bit tricky for Stacey Abrams to stage a comeback, okay, because her group, the Fair Fight Action Group, has been ordered to pay $250,000 in legal costs by a federal court. Now, Fair Fight Action, this is a voting rights organization founded by Abrams, was ordered to pay this money. It's in legal fees after their longtime predominant case, Fair Fight Action, versus Raffensperger, came to a close with a judge ruling against them on their remaining three claims. And there's a bit of a financial hit there. All righty, getting on back to the Jeffrey Epstein, J.P. Morgan story. And it's just gotten a little bit weirder. Now, back in December, Virgin Islands Attorney General Denise George sued J.P. Morgan, claiming that they reaped financial benefit from Epstein's sex trafficking operation, that they were handling the financing and people getting paid and payments coming on in. And 3 days later, and coincidental with Biden going down to the Virgin Islands for the holidays, George was fired. Now, the complaint against the bank filed by George included a very lengthy but redacted section on high net worth clients Epstein brought to J.P. Morgan. That was the quid pro quo. He was introducing them to J.P. Morgan and say, you should do business with them. The complaint has now been amended by the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands. The high net worth clients list has now been cut back to just three names. And one of those names is Glenn Dubin, the owner of Highbridge Capital Management, whose wife once told Epstein's probation officer she was 100% comfortable with Jeffrey Epstein being around her minor children. So the cover-up is definitely underway. Now, remember, similar charges were brought against J.P. Morgan Chase for facilitating Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. So long history of playing games with money, and that's probably the reason Epstein was bringing these clients over. They'll help you cheat somebody somewhere here. All right, there is another story that is coming on out. There's a Rumble video on it we linked to. The FBI is now admitting that they have been using the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency to spy on the American people. That means you. Okay, and this should be on every front page in America. Of course, it will be hushed on up. Meanwhile, the Project for Privacy and Surveillance Accountability announced that it has obtained records showing that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has been using Stingray systems to track Americans. Okay? Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They ought to just turn it around and call it the Bureau of Fun, you know, because they got all the cool stuff over there. Anyway, what's really interesting is that Edward Snowden told us all this was going on years ago and has now been forced to live in exile. And now it's coming on out. Yes, they have been spying on us all. Okay. Now, coming from the Twitter files here, there is a reporter, Paul Sperry, who was suspended from Twitter after being lobbied by Adam Schiff. And now that that has come on out and been documented in the Twitter files, Sperry is now threatening legal action against Adam Schiff for his First Amendment right violation. Okay. Now, independent journalist Andy Ngo told Breitbart News that big tech companies compel journalists to lie or engage in self-censorship if they want to stay on the social media platforms. In other words, even journalists who do not work for the social media platforms are being told, you will tell this version of the story, the orthodox version, or we'll just kick you off and you won't have any more access. And for journalists, visibility on social media has become a big part of self-promotion and getting your name out there. And so these social media companies were not only controlling the discussions taking place on their platforms, they were extending their influence into, other journalists operating elsewhere. And again, First Amendment violations. Now, over in Illinois, they're doing a lot of weird things. The Democrats have changed the state's election laws to explicitly allow county clerks and other election authorities to verify mail-in ballots using a process a judge had ruled was illegal because it's an obvious way to commit ballot fraud. In other words, they're legalizing how to steal elections over there in the Illinois General Assembly, which is dominated by Democrats, it should be pointed out. All right, let's get into COVID, and there's a lot of stuff evolving there. Project Veritas has scored again. They actually got a Pfizer scientist by the name of Chris Croce, I'm not exactly sure how that's pronounced, and he admitted on hidden camera they have known all along there is a link between the mRNA vaccines and myocarditis. Okay, so there's the cover-up. They knew. They all knew it and went on selling these very, very dangerous medications. Now, article coming out of the Truth Seeker commenting on the numerous scientific studies that have come on out, been released lately, calling into question the safety and effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines, ringing alarm bells and waving the flags about the potential harm they may cause. And it's reached the point where even the CDC, the United Kingdom government, and Oxford University are now acknowledging the COVID vaccination does not work and has potentially lethal consequences. Okay, and one of the annoying things, the vaccines increase susceptibility to infection because they're damaging your natural immune system. So let's look at the butcher's bill for COVID vaccines. Another student in Las Vegas died last week. He was going to the bathroom and collapsed there, was found unresponsive, and during that time his heart stopped. And there was a second Las Vegas student suffered a cardiac arrest while at school. The student was senior Jordan Brister. And they're acknowledging cardiac arrest there. An Air Force Academy linesman, Hunter Brown, has died at the age of 21. He was just walking to class on Monday morning, yesterday morning, and he just collapsed right there. And first responders were called. They tried to resuscitate him, and they were unsuccessful. And I'm sure the protectors of the COVID story are going to say, well, he's a victim of racism or climate change, or he was just walking too briskly. And we know how dangerous brisk walking can be. Down in the Bahamas, a girl died while playing basketball, age of 18. Up in New Hampshire, a girl 2 years old died right after getting vaccinated. Now, over in Utah, there is a story coming out over there. In Draper, Utah, a mother has gone public and revealed that her healthy son developed blood clots in his brain 9 days after getting his mRNA shot. Later on, another blood clot formed in his right leg and moved into his lungs. The son, Everest, was taken to the ICU, the actual medical records state that the blood clots were an adverse reaction to the vaccine. And he's still alive, but his life has definitely been changed. He has blood clots in his brain. He has a damaged heart, and it's just getting ugly. Now, I want to take a moment to point something out that we're seeing in the corporate media and the propagandists. They're trying to normalize young deaths. The attitude that we're getting from the corporate media and the pharmaceutical companies is, you know, young people in perfect health fall over dead all the time. You know, it's just, it's just the way life is. And it sort of reminds me about how they've tried to normalize autism. Now, when I was a kid, you know, autism was rare, was very, very rare. Now it's one out of every 44 children, and the incidence of autism has increased with the number of mandated childhood vaccines. Okay, and as reported the other day, the hair of autistic children has a high content of aluminum, and there are still aluminum compounds in modern vaccines, despite complaints and demands that they be removed. But the media is trying to normalize it, saying, oh, it's normal for all these kids to have autism. There's nothing strange there. You know, pay no attention to all these. They'll do fine in the Special Olympics. And they're trying to normalize it, and they're trying to do the same thing with all these young children in perfect health, no known pre-existing conditions, just dropping dead, okay? Anyway, let's see. On Tucker Carlson Tonight, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., the chairman and chief litigation counsel for Children's Health Defense, announced that he and other plaintiffs have filed a lawsuit against Legacy Media for antitrust crimes, First Amendment claims, censoring COVID-related content. And because this censorship has led to deaths, there could be significant damages there. All righty. Now, there was a study that came on out. This is from Principia Scientific, and they're talking about there is, in fact, a link, between myocarditis and sudden cardiac death risk, especially among athletes. In other words, if the COVID shots give you myocarditis, you are at greater risk of dropping dead during athletic activity than people otherwise would be. So the link is definitely there, and people are talking about it. All righty. Dr. Roger Hodgkinson was interviewed by Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, and basically is saying estimates are now that as many as 20 million people worldwide have died so far from the COVID vaccines. Another 2.2 billion have suffered significant injuries. I mean, this is war crimes style deaths here. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling for an investigation into the increase of heart attacks and strokes in young people. And Big Pharma and the health insurance profiteers are starting to really, really panic. Now, I would think that the health insurance companies would be on the side of finding out what's going on, because a lot of these people who are dropping dead are insured. because they are young and in good health. They're not paying much in the way of premiums, and yet they're dying, and the insurance companies are having to write checks out. We had a story some months ago where the president of a health insurance company said that it's just gone off the charts in terms of how many payoffs they're having to do. Okay. Oh, my goodness. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? A preaching man wags his head while the rich man turns.
We're talking about COVID, we're talking about politics and corruption, and on that latter point, Pfizer has donated $1 million to the Republican Party of Kentucky to expand their headquarters. Isn't that wonderfully generous of Pfizer? They are clearly attempting to try and capture more members of Congress. They can see where this trend is going, where all these reports are coming out about the dangers of the vaccine. We had a Pfizer executive admit to the European Union they hadn't even tested this to see if it really stopped transmission of COVID. Of course, we were all told it would. That was one of the arguments. If you get the shot, you will not be able to pass COVID on to other people. They didn't know that. They never tested for it. It was just complete and utter USDA choice bovine excrement. All right. Now, one of the requirements that you have to have to get a emergency use authorization for a vaccine is that there be no readily available cures for the illness being vaccinated against. And that's why we saw the media going on and calling ivermectin horse paste and, you know, Regeneron and hydroxychloroquine was all voodoo and none of it really works. You have to have the vaccine. And it turns out another one they attacked was just treating your COVID with vitamin D. And there's been a new scientific study showing that, yes, in fact, vitamin D is effective in curing COVID-19. So, again, they lied to you. Now, Bernie Sanders is accusing Moderna of unacceptable corporate greed after it was revealed they plan to quadruple the price of their COVID shot, which was developed using $2 billion in taxpayer funds. In other words, we all paid for the development of the vaccine. Moderna has the vaccine, and they're going to turn around and say, well, we're going to quadruple the price here. It is all about the Benjamins. Okay, this is has been a huge moneymaker for the pharmaceutical industry, for the medical industrial complex, whatever you want to call it. They don't want that to end. They're all making huge amounts of money. Everybody who's bought stock in these companies are making huge amounts of money, and they don't care how many people are injured or die as long as the money keeps on flowing in. All righty. Now, Bill Gates is now out there. And I want to preface this by reminding everybody, Bill Gates is not a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's not a geneticist. You know, he used to run a computer software company that gave us wonderful products like Windows Vista and Windows Millennium Edition. But he's now out there vowing to pump mRNA into the food supply, so that you will have no choice at all about being exposed to this very dangerous molecule. The thinking is when you get hungry enough, you know, you'll accept our mRNA food and whatever's going to happen to it. Now, the Pentagon has officially dropped Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for the U.S. military. And remember, 6,000 troops had been discharged for refusing the shot. I am certainly hoping they are going to give those troops the option of returning to their former condition, possibly with accrued back pay. That strikes me as being fair. And there was an interesting story. Dr. Teresa Long is a medical officer with the U.S. military, testified in court that she was ordered by a superior to suppress COVID-19 vaccine injury reports when they were following the Biden mandate for all military people must be vaccinated. In other words, you know, if there were adverse reactions, she was ordered to keep them hushed up. Okay. Now, interesting, troubling little statistic coming out of Natural News. New data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows that ever since the COVID-19 vaccines were launched, the birth rate in Australia has plunged by an astounding 63%. Okay, and that is pretty alarming. Of course, there's been a lot of miscarriages that are going on in vaccinated women. 63%. I'm sure for those who think this is a depopulation plan, that certainly makes it look like that could be a factor here. Now, Bill Gates, getting back to Bill Gates, he's saying the next pandemic is coming. I guess as soon as his check clears, the laboratory will deliver it. And he's now out there saying that more censorship is needed to moderate some of the insanity online. In other words, you know, they don't want to have the truth being told on them about this. All right, let's get the international news here. It is getting very messy in Ukraine. The Russians have taken control of the Soledar region. They were able to split the Ukrainian forces and basically annihilated them. They captured Krasnogora, Pereskovievka, and a fourth one of those giant salt mines where weapons were being stored. So they've captured that stronghold. And this was all done by the Wagner Cheka. And let's see. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news here, the situation in Ukraine. There has been a major Russian victory in the Soledad region, and numbers are kind of all over the place here. But according to some sources coming out of Ukraine itself, they lost 14 battalions in this battle. And many of them are simply encircled and cut off from retreat. And basically the Russians are now in mopping up mode. And there's even a report that Zelensky is actually thinking of retreating at this point here. So, yeah, it's hard to say Ukraine is winning this one. They are really, this is turning into the biggest disaster since Afghanistan. All right, the U.S. is going to send Zelensky more offensive weapons to create an iron fist to penetrate the Russian linear defenses. And especially after Afghanistan, Biden doesn't want to admit defeat. Okay, he doesn't want to lose two in a row. And so this is definitely going to escalate here. Let's see. Now, this whole area, Soledad and the city of Bakhmut, this is the key to control of Donbass. This is why there is so much intense combat going on there, because with Russia in control of this region, they are functionally in control of the Donbass at this particular point. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced earlier today the U.S. will begin training 100 Ukrainian soldiers on how to use the Patriot missile defense systems on U.S. soil. They're going to send them to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And you know, maintaining and operating one Patriot system requires about 90 soldiers, and the training takes about 6 months. These are not simple systems to use, and so they're going to train up the Ukrainians to use the Patriot. Meanwhile, Turkey is getting ready to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. And Kiev has been asking Washington for these Cold War-era weapons for months. Apparently, some have been sent as early as last November. Okay, and we had I almost thought we were having another commercial break there. And it turns out, you know, that over in the European Union Parliament, they have a pension fund. Okay, to pay the pensions for members of the European Parliament who lose elections or just decide to retire. And it turns out this pension fund is invested in companies that manufacture cluster munitions. Now, these are banned by international treaty because they're considered dangerous to civilians. And because not all the cluster munitions will detonate on impact, and they'll just lie there, and then some kid comes along, picks one up, and thinks it's a toy or something, and it blows their hand off. I mean, there was a big stink during the Iraq War when one of our members of Cynthia McKinney pointed out that the emergency food packets that were being dropped on Iraq were the same color and used the same typeface as the submunitions on the cluster bombs. And for any Iraqis who didn't actually read English, they pretty much looked the same. And so Iraq civilians, including kids, would pick up the submunitions thinking it was a food package, start to open it, and it would explode. I mean, that's how dangerous these things are. Now, it turns out that FTX is involved on this, and Samuel Benjamin Fraud, I like to call him, aided the CIA agenda for getting weapons to Ukraine. So it's looking more and more like FTX was never seriously considered a serious financial institution. It was a slush fund for Democrats, a slush fund, money laundering for weapons to Ukraine. And it's a big mess out there. Meanwhile, Armenia has lashed out at Russia and has canceled previously planned military drills that were going to be held under the country's Collective Security Treaty Organization, straining relations between the two already uneasy nations. Meanwhile, the EU has announced that they will expand sanctions against anybody who provides military assistance to Russia. So this is definitely spreading global. This is no longer just between Ukraine and Russia. It really is a war between Russia and NATO. And I'm going to look out the window, make sure there are no mushroom clouds out there for me to look at. I see the neighbor's dog, but no mushroom clouds here. Meanwhile, Poland is preparing its troops for large-scale operations in Ukraine. They're going to go into Ukraine. And they're planning a large-scale offensive this coming spring. upon that news being released, military-age men are now fleeing Poland. They're just getting the heck on out of there. They don't want to be sent off to war. They don't want to get blown up, killed, crippled for, you know, somebody else's problems here. Meanwhile, over in Afghanistan, there was a bomb explosion near the foreign ministry. It killed several people, and nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack just yet. Okay. Now, down in Israel, their former military intelligence chief has said it was Israel that convinced the United States to assassinate Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, saying that he posed an immediate threat to American soldiers. And so Soleimani was the commander of Iran's Republican Guard Corps, Quds Force, and was killed in Baghdad by a drone strike in January of 2020. And now we're finding out that this was all Israel's idea. You know, Israel likes to play you and him fight. You know, we hate Iran, so you go kill Iran for us and kill Iranians for us here. And if you're wondering why your wallet continues to feel lighter and lighter and lighter, the United States is now sending $9 million worth of weapons to Somalia over in Mogadishu. We're still mucking about over in that country. Remember the movie Black Hawk Down was based on a true story? Well, apparently we're still wasting lives and money over there in that part of the world. So, all righty. Now, down in Brazil, we got that very informative phone call yesterday about the concentration camps. Videos are starting to emerge on social media, and Brazil is getting ready for more of these protests. Apparently, there are social media feeds calling for the Brazilians to take their country back. And what I mentioned before is there are concerns this could spread to the rest of the world. And the uprising in Brazil is greater than anything the nation has ever seen. And it's a significant sign of what's happening on going on in this world, because the Brazilians are protesting a stolen election and realizing that if they do not have honest elections, that they are being ordered about and taxed by a government not of their choosing. And we're hearing from everybody, including Human Rights Watch, stepped on in and saying, oh, no, the elections, all elections are fair and honest. You can't cheat an electronic voting machine. They're 100% reliable. You know, forget what came out of Maricopa. Forget what came out of 2016. Forget about Hacking Democracy, that wonderful documentary from HBO. Forget 2000 Mules. You know, just trust us. The elections are fair and honest, and we are your legitimate government. Mahi dictum est. So. Meanwhile, over at Meta, they are now filtering out all comments supporting protests against the stolen election in Brazil. You're not allowed to talk about elections being stolen. It's election denialism. You know, that's a bad thing, you know, like a Holocaust denialism or whatever else. You know, they're trying to put a label on there to make it dismissive. Oh, you're just an election denialist. You're a vaccine denialist. You know, well, there's a million people dying from the vaccine. Well, you're still a vaccine denialist. And the elections are being stolen. Well, you're still an election denialist. I mean, that's how the propaganda is intended to work here. Okay, so apparently the Supreme Electoral Tribunal, Brazil's top election court, has fined Bolsonaro's leftist opponent from having a contract with Google to manipulate search results during the election. So Google was basically being paid to try and influence the election away from Bolsonaro. I mean, that's how obvious this is getting. And it's not just Brazil. A lot of countries are very unhappy. The people are unhappy with how the countries are being managed. And apparently there are protests in Bangladesh's capital calling on the current government to resign and allow the next election to be conducted under a non-partisan caretaker administration. So they're now twigging onto the fact that their elections are questionable. Okay, down in Peru, there was a bloody day of violence, and it was intended to end the new coup-born regime's grip on power. They had a coup d'etat down there We don't know if the U.S. was involved or not. But as a matter of fact, the Peruvian people are calling for the U.S.-backed coup regime to step down. They are tired of a puppet ruler. They're tired of the junta. They are starting to riot and protest. I'm in agreement. What's going on in Brazil is going to spread because, you know, more and more people know the elections are not trustworthy. The way they're set up with these, you know, black box electronic machines and, you know, no oversight. And as we reported, the Illinois Democrats are now legalizing a means of mail-in ballots that a judge already said is wide open to fraud. Well, we don't care if it's wide open to fraud. That's the whole point. We need to steal the election here. Okay, getting on over to the Western Pacific, the United States now wants to deploy missile-armed Marines along the Okinawa Islands. And this is part of the military buildup aimed at China. And, you know, but Biden is basically trampling on Japan's post-World War II constitution by pushing for the country's rearmament. Now, when Japan came out of World War II, they established a new government and a new constitution, which severely limited the military capabilities of Japan to defensive-only weapons. Okay, and Biden's out there saying, no, you're very good at building this stuff. You got to start building long-range missiles that can attack China. Now, apparently, several war games have been held regarding a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, and this was simulated about 24 times, and in every single time, it did not work out well for anybody. Okay, you know, China suffers greatly. Taiwan definitely suffers greatly. The United States suffers greatly. This is a war that nobody is going to clearly be able to say, yes, we won. It's a glorious and grand victory and, you know, wave the flag, so forth. Meanwhile, over in Fort Bragg and also Fayetteville, North Carolina, there's a big scandal breaking on out where members of the 3rd Special Forces Group and the Delta Force allegedly were involved in drugs and, in one instance, human trafficking. And the arrest began back on the 5th and culminated with a 100% recall and accountability formation for the 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group yesterday. So apparently they've been doing some stuff over there that they ought not to be doing, including at least one incidence of human trafficking. All righty. Now, as you probably heard earlier, there was a major disruption to the NOTAM system, which caused the FAA to ground flights for about 2.5 hours. And then 2.5 hours later, the FAA lifted the ground order. There was a huge backlog of something like 4,000 flights, and everybody was, you know, really upset about it. They're saying it was a catastrophic computer failure, and they're saying it halted America's air traffic for the first time since 9/11. Now, interestingly enough, a similar computer outage hit the Canadian flight system after the U.S. system went down. Now, I'm going to take a guess here that the two systems are in communication with each other, and whatever hit the U.S. system propagated to Canada. Biden has come on out saying, well, we don't know what happened, but there's no evidence of a cyber attack. I can't tell you how reassuring that is to me. I keep thinking back to that funny scene in the movie Airplane where the guy in the tower just unplugs the lights and he says, just kidding, and he plugs them back in. So it could be that. I don't know. Over in France, and you may find this a little surprising, that they have a very young retirement age compared to here in America. I mean, America, they're you know, 70, good retirement, maybe 75 and so forth. But French workers are basically responding to the Macron government's proposal to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. And they're getting very upset about that. They figure that they've paid into the retirement system throughout their entire working life. And, you know, extending retirement age is just a way for the government to kind of renege on the deal and not have to pay out as much money. And, you know, it's we're all being told, you know, Social Security and everything. It actually, if you go through the numbers, it's a big money maker for the government, especially with all these people dropping dead from the COVID shots who will never collect Social Security. Meanwhile, over at Wells Fargo, they used to be the number one player in mortgages. They are now moving out of the housing market. And the obvious question is, what do they know about what's coming? You know, that they're clearly trying to reduce their exposure to mortgages going bust. Okay. Now, to nobody's surprise, the share prices of the weapons makers are surging. And the defense corporations of NATO member states have seen a 21.5% boost in market value in 2022. So war is good for business if you're in the war business. And that's certainly being borne on out. Now, there is a move by the new Republican-led House to abolish the Infernal Revenue System and replace the current income tax system with a consumption tax or a sales tax. In other words, only when you buy something are you going to be taxed. And obviously, retailers are very much opposed to that. And because, you know, people will stop buying stuff here, and you know, we need to get them into the store and get their money somehow or other. So we'll see where that goes. There's been talk of a fair tax system. The rich hate it because it means they would pay more. We'll be right back after these few minutes.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Summer maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here and getting into immigration and the border. The Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, had articles of impeachment filed against him in light of the 5 million illegal immigrants who've crossed the open southern border. And, you know, Mayorkas continues to lie about the open border with Mexico, insisting the border is secure. The border is as trustworthy as our elections, or some such nonsense as that. So there are articles of impeachment against him. Now, again, the Senate is still under The Senate is still under the control of the Democrats, so the House will be able to impeach. The Senate will not remove. Okay, same thing with the upcoming impeachment of Joe Biden. It's more for appearance's sake than anything else. Now, a lot of people have called into the show, you know, asking how is it that all these illegal immigrants seem to arrive at the border rested, you know, fairly well dressed, new clothing, and you know, doesn't look like they've been, you know, tramping for you know, a month through the hinterland. And there was a story that came on out. This is in VDare. It is the United Nations that is giving these migrants money. And where does the United Nations get that money? Well, at least in part from the American taxpayer. And so they're making us pay for our own displacement within our society. And they're just handing out the money like crazy here. Now, the migrants that we're getting here, they've got an attitude problem. They're very, very picky. And there's this massive Manhattan hotel currently housing migrants. And you know, the government is providing food to them, and the migrants are saying, no, we don't want that. We want something else, blah, 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 blah. The city is paying a daily rate as high as $500 per room, and the real crime is they're tossing out about a ton of perfectly good food every single day from this one hotel housing migrants. And that's a crime. I mean, I'm certain the homeless, the American homeless, especially the homeless veterans, would definitely welcome that food. Okay, I mean, I know there are food rescue charities operating in the major cities. You know, they should just call up and say, come pick up this stuff and take it to our own homeless and, you know, try and eat. No, they just throw it in the trash. I mean, it does not make any sense to me. All right, getting into guns and gun rights, a New Jersey homeowner opened fire on a suspect who broke into his residence early Monday in search of the key fob for the BMW parked outside. And the perpetrator was caught on video running for his life and just getting on out of there. Now, amazingly enough, okay, because blacks commit almost all gun crime in Washington, D.C., they're starting a public relations campaign. They're putting up signs saying, thou shalt not kill, thinking this is going to convince blacks not to shoot each other. This is government think again. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.